Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives. One story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And I am here today with Dottie Griffin and Ashley Woodard. And this is part of our Braving the Holidays series. And because for some of us, it's not always so magical. And tonight is about kind of holding that peace during what can be a tender season. So this episode is meant to be like a breath of fresh air, a place to just land, to soften, not to perform, not to pretend, but just get to be. So, you know, I know for me, there's been Christmases that really didn't look like I hoped that they would. Moments where I've been surrounded by people but still felt really alone. And I know that that's true for just a lot of women. And that's true for a lot of you. So, ladies, I'm so glad that you're here with me today. And let's just kind of start this off. When you think about the holidays, what feelings surface for you right now, in the past or in the present? What does that kind of bring up for you? What feelings come up for you?
Well, you know, I think for me, especially in the past, the holidays were about pressure. It was about performing. It was about getting the right gift, the right amount of gifts, not leaving anyone out. You know, I always felt that I was going to leave someone out, and I didn't want anybody to feel bad. And along with that was all of the regular duties that you have to do, household duties, you're working. So there's so much pressure around the holidays just to make them perfect. And I think for me this year, it's more about the connection and the presence with people rather than the gifts. I'm not so concerned about getting the right gift or the perfect gift. What I really want this season is to spend time with family and friends and having meaningful conversations and really connecting on deeper levels rather than just that shallow, the same thing every year. We open gifts and we talk about the same things we did every year. So that for me, and I think, you know, a lot of people can resonate with just the busyness of the season and just trying to please everyone and be perfect for everyone. So I think that's what the feelings bring up past for sure, is that pressure.
Yeah. And I definitely second that too, Dottie. I feel that a lot of those things that you know, were talking about, I feel those a lot of those same things. I think a lot of people do, you know, around this time of year. And I know for me, I lost my dad 2 weeks before Christmas. And so Christmas and the holiday season brings up a lot of grief and loss for me, of just around, you know, losing him. And I lost him when I was 17. That longing to have all those memories that I missed with him and just all of that. And then there's the holiday season on top of it, of feeling pressure to have all the gifts and, you know, attend every single party and do all the things and decorate and all the really fun stuff. But also at the same time, it can be really overwhelming. And so I think when I think of holidays, I think of the busyness. I think of, you know, there's a bit of grief in there with losing the people that we've lost and the people that we've, you know, that we've left behind. And just the, and then there's also like the bittersweet, like reminiscing on those sweet memories and all the good things that have also happened around the holiday season as well.
Yeah, like I find myself feeling a little tender just with you even saying that, and sharing about that. And even in preparing this, I was starting to just feel tender. And I was thinking about why that is, because I think we all kind of have this longing for connection. And maybe even more so in the holidays, that longing for love, like to love others and to be loved. And so, it feels like almost like a little bit extra tender on at Christmas time. Could you, especially if you long for that and you don't have it, or you're longing for that, and you don't have it yet, or you just grieving the things that you've lost. So that tenderness is definitely kind of the feeling that comes up for me, and alongside of the joy, alongside of, my mom has made Christmas magical for us ever since I was a kid, and she's done the same for my own kids. So there is so much, just beauty and fun and joy in that. But then there's also, like you said, the losses, the people that aren't going to be there this year, the things that have changed over the years that. So yeah, I don't know. It just almost feels like a little, like a sentimental, tender time, extra more, even though it's like it's Christmas Eve, but it's like it just feels different because it is Christmas Eve. So, with that tenderness, like, why do you think it is that the holidays stir up those tender feelings for people?
Well, I think because, Christmas and Thanksgiving and the holiday season is just, it is a very sentimental time where you think about, the holidays, the traditions, the people that you love, your family, and all of those things. And so it can stir up good and bad, at the same time. And that's kind of what makes it sweet too. It's not just that it's so sad or it's always happy. It's that you have both and that you can kind of move forward with both, with, that tenderness of the things that you've lost or the memories or, anything like that. And then also there's the joy of making new traditions or new memories or, your healing or whatever it is.
And I think just life transitions, like whatever you went through during the year, get amped up during the holiday season. If you lost a loved one or you had something changed in your life, you lost a friendship or you gained a relationship, good or bad, either way, they're also amped up during the holidays because things seems to be turned up louder. And that's just kind of, I think, how we've grown as a society to think of the holidays as, these are such special days and we put such emphasis on these days that everything kind of gets amped up. So, it's realizing that and also giving ourselves the grace and the mercy to be able to navigate that in your most peaceful, kind, gentle way for yourself.
Yeah. And that's beautifully said too, Dottie. It just kind of giving yourself permission to feel both of those things and to navigate that in whatever way like honors you. Because you're right, there is so much pressure to perform, or to be happy or to make everything magical. And then, what would it look like if we could release some of that and give ourselves permission to not be perfect? So, in thinking about that, where have you needed a little more gentleness and permission during this season?
I mean, it's definitely not my responsibility to do everything and not being everything and not carrying the weight of the season. I don't have it within me to ruin Christmas. Like a lot of people think, oh, if I don't do this or I don't show up at this gathering, I'm going to ruin Christmas. But that's just a construct in our head because we don't have the capability of ruining Christmas. You know, if somebody's Christmas is ruined, that's because they had expectations and they put those expectations on you that, you know, you can't carry. And that's part of healing and growth is learning what we have to carry, what's ours to carry, what is our responsibility, and carrying that. And that is enough. And when we do that, that's when we can show up in our most authentic, honest, calm, loving self. And we can, you know, give that love to others. Other than that, what we're giving is this projection and this chaos and this pressure that everything has to look a certain way, you know. But as we just give ourselves permission to be ourselves, not take on the whole responsibility of everything, so much gets lifted off of our shoulder. We can actually enjoy and be peaceful during the holidays.
I think for me, the gentleness would be just allowing myself to be fully present with myself and my needs and really being attuned to myself. I think as an empathetic person, it's so easy for me to abandon all of my needs, all of my wants, all of my emotions to help other people to do whatever everybody else wants me to do. And so I think a part of that gentleness for me in this season is allowing myself to be there instead and giving myself permission to do that without guilt. Even if other people are upset that I'm not stepping into those old roles of abandoning myself to help other people, you know, and just being like, that's okay. Like, I don't have to help everybody. I don't have to, like, and they can be upset. They can be overwhelmed. They can be frustrated. Like, I'm not responsible for anybody but me. And that's okay. And
Yeah, I love
that's
that.
the hardest thing to do sometimes.
It is.
Yeah, and you know, I'm thinking about for me where I've needed some gentleness with myself and permission too is, you know, I've recently in the last year gone through a divorce, and that has shifted so much in our family system. And a lot of people, you know, that changed a lot for a lot of people. And so my Christmas this year looks a lot different than it did last year. There's a lot of people missing. And, you know, it's just like letting myself feel that, letting myself, you know, I guess sometimes like you make these big decisions throughout your life, but then like on the holidays, you feel the impact of some of your decisions. You know, like you feel it. It makes it feel a little bit more real. Like, oh, wow. Okay. So, yeah.
Very well spoken, yes.
Yeah. So I think I'm feeling that a little bit and just being gentle with myself in that process and permission to feel what I'm feeling and be where I am and like be quiet. Sit in my peace and not try to shut any of that out, not try to shut those feelings down, but feel your way through that. And I know as I'm speaking about this, I have other people in my mind that I know are kind of navigating some of the same things. So I think that's probably something that a lot of people need permission to this during this season. So permission to just be where you are, permission to protect your peace, you know. I'm needing to take that permission, and I'm offering that to anyone else that needs that. You know?
Yes.
And, you know, Dottie, it's so interesting because now that I'm so much more attuned to our somatic world and our body, like, even as we're talking about these tender things, it's like I can feel my body tensing up at times and feeling emotional. And so maybe if that's true for some of our listeners right now, would you have something to offer them? A little practice or something that we can offer?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you talking about not shutting those feelings down. The first thing is being aware of them and not trying to bury them and not try to act like they're not there. That's the beginning of healing, is that awareness, is letting those emotions go through us for whatever they're worth. They're good things, all of them, whether it's happy, joy, sad, anger, they're all good, and they're all trying to tell us something. Our body is trying to tell us something. So as we go through the holidays and we feel all of this pressure and our mind just is constantly in chaos of all the things we have to do, and we're trying, we're feeling all these new emotions and having a hard time staying connected. So what I love to do, and found that grounding practices are amazing. We just think grounding practice, like, I don't have time to ground. That sounds crazy. It's going to take too long. Grounding exercises could be 2 minutes. They can be five. And I guarantee you, the more you do them, you're going to want them to be five and 10. You're going to want to give yourself permission and enough time to really ground yourself. In grounding, you're able to connect to yourself, begin to listen to your body, and stop that mind from constantly ruminating and all of these crazy thoughts where there's no clarity. You're trying to make decisions, good decisions, and you have no clarity. So I really think just a short grounding exercise that everybody can do is just find yourself in a sitting position or standing somewhere comfortable, somewhere quiet. Make sure both your feet are on the ground and start feeling your body. Feel yourself inside your body. That's how you begin to connect. And then just a few deep breaths where you inhale through your mouth. I'm sorry, you inhale through your nose and you exhale through your mouth. And you do a few of those. And just a simple exercise is putting your hands on your heart, just giving yourself a minute just to breathe normally and just to feel your own heartbeat. Just to feel it within your chest. No judgment. You don't have to change anything. It's just feeling it and breathing naturally, maybe for a minute or two, letting your shoulders drop, feeling your jaws release, your jaw release. And then start whispering affirmations to yourself, which, those begin to counteract all of the chaos that's going on in your brain. So you start whispering to yourself, I am enough. I am capable. I can do this. I deserve rest. I'm worthy. I'm doing the best I can. All of those things, and just do that for 5 minutes and just feel how much different this moment is now than the moment was when you were, ruminating over everything. Take time to see the change, to feel the change. And as you practice that, that's when you'll really start to want to ground and be able to, every time you start ruminating, like, oh, I'm going to go ground. I'm going to go reset because I can't make a decision like this. And you'll stop making decisions based on fear and pressure.
It's so good, and it's another one of those things where it's just like our healing is right at the end of our fingertips. If we just practice some of those things, like I had some clients recently do intensives, and I was teaching them some grounding stuff by using their five senses, and you
Another
can
good one.
do that like so quickly, but you don't realize the power that you take back when you can regulate yourself like that. When you can ground and realize I'm safe right now in this moment, my butt's sitting in this chair, and I'm okay, I'm safe. And so, yeah, it's just a beautiful practice that I think we just take it for granted, or we just don't realize that we have it at our disposal to use, and how powerful it is when we do enter into that and we do practice that. So I love that, Dottie. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, and I want to piggyback off of what you said, Dottie, too, real quick. When you said just notice the sensations in your body and don't try to fix it, Don't judge it. Just be there with it. And I think that is so important. Because I think sometimes we'll try to ruminate and we'll try to figure out where is this coming from? Where is this feeling coming from? Blah, blah, blah. And then we try to figure out all the things. But it's like, no, we don't need to do that. Just sitting there and being present with your body and with your emotions is so calming. It's so grounding and it's so beautiful.
Those breaths, those few slow breaths that you take, they can reset your whole system. It doesn't take,
Like
this
magic.
big, yeah, like magic. It doesn't take this huge effort. What it takes is you giving yourself permission to take care of yourself in this moment, giving yourself 5 minutes. We don't even do that. We live in fight, flight, or freeze. We're on the go all the time. And when we slow down, I tell you will not get clarity when your mind is racing. If you're looking for a decision or getting clarity when your mind is racing, it's not going to happen. It happens when you slow down and you allow yourself to connect mind, body, heart, spirit. That's when you can make very clear decisions.
And I love how you added in the affirmations, right? Like replacing it with the truth,
Yeah, exactly.
saying those things out loud, saying those things to yourself, your little girl inside of you. Like, so what truth about worth or belonging feels alive for you in this season? Ash, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I think for me, it would be that my worth isn't measured by how much I show up for others, but who I am when I am in tune with myself. And I think a lot of that goes back to my whole like people pleasing and empathetic nature of kind of feeling like I have to perform in order to get love or to give so much. In order for people to accept and love me, but I'm just learning that no, I don't need to do that anymore. I can just kind of have this stillness and this peace that, like, I don't have to do that. I can love other people, I can give freely as I want to, but I don't have to do it. So it's like that feeling of impending doom of like, I have to do, I have to do, I have to, serve, I have to whatever, love people, blah, 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 fix, fix. It's like I no longer feel that anymore. And just like knowing that my worth is not dependent on that anymore. And that my healing doesn't have to look perfect to be good enough. That it can look however it needs to look. It can be as messy as it needs to. Like I had a back spasm this week.
Oh gosh.
And that was something that I realized. It was a trigger for me. It was my body was reacting, and I traced it back and I like put it into Chat GPT and everything. And it was like telling me the meaning of like all the areas that I was spasming in my back. And I was like, my mind was blown because I was like, oh my gosh, I literally was thinking about a scenario of something that had hurt me. And I had these big emotions about it, and I had to like ground myself. And I went to sleep, and I woke up with a back spasm. And I was like, "It makes sense.
It makes sense.
It makes perfect sense."
Yeah.
But it's like realizing that too, like I'm still healing, and that's okay. Like we're always healing. I've come so far in my healing journey, but I still have some ways to go. In that, it's not gonna look perfect. My body's gonna act up and be funky, and there's gonna be some stuff that's gonna happen, and that's okay. And another thing too is I'll say, and well, two more things, and then I'll be done. Like belonging starts inside me. So belonging, it starts right here. If we're searching for belonging outside of ourselves, we're never gonna find it. You're always gonna be wanting more. Because belonging starts right here with the person that looks in the mirror, the person that's looking back at you, That's the person.
Exactly.
And it doesn't require shrinking or avoiding the truth to get that belonging. You don't need to do that anymore. And then I'll say the last thing is that my boundaries don't need to make sense to anybody else for them to be valid.
Celebrate that.
I don't need to explain my boundaries. I don't need to defend them. They don't need to make sense to anybody. As long as they make sense to me, that's good enough.
Because they're for you and for protecting you and your peace. Absolutely. It's so good. I mean, that it really does change everything when you realize your worth and your value, and that all comes from within you. And we stop searching for that outside of ourselves, and we can actually really, realize and sink into, I'm worthy just because I'm here, just because I'm me, just because I'm Ashley, just because I'm Dottie. That's it. I don't have to hustle for my worthiness. I don't have to hustle for my worth. And you're right. If we're not belonging to ourself, we're not belonging anywhere. I like what Brené Brown says about fitting in is the opposite of belonging. Right? If we're fitting in and we're kind of fitting ourselves into these little spots that people want us to fit into, it's the opposite of actually belonging, because belonging means you're staying true to you and you're belonging to you and at home within yourself. That's a beautiful truth and reminder of, like, when you grasp that, it changes everything. When you grasp that, other people can't hurt you like they used to, because you already know it's not true, and you already are like, back up off me. You don't get to tell me who I am, right?
That's a lie. That's a lie.
Oh, hell no, right? Your little hell no girl comes out and, like,
Oh yeah.
do
You
not
take your
ask,
yeah, you take your power back when you no longer search for your worth anywhere but inside yourself. You really do take your power back. And you do become unstoppable. You do become untouchable because it's like you have the power. You're not giving it away so freely anymore to try to gain acceptance or to try to gain something that people can't give you anyways. It's something that only you can give yourself.
Right.
That's good.
That's it. When you think about what you would need from other people, like during these tender moments of the holiday, we find so much within ourselves that we would want from other people that we wish someone else had offered in a time like that.
Well, I think during the holidays with there being for me just like that whole the grief of losing someone so close to the holidays, I think just having that permission to be able to grieve and like to really prioritize that, which I'm gonna be this year, I'm gonna be going with my sister and we're gonna be writing notes and releasing balloons and we're going to do a whole like grieving ceremony, which we've talked about for years now, but we've never done it. So I'm
Wow.
excited to finally do that because I was like, this is really important. Like, it's really important, even though the holidays are for joy, they're for presents, they're for all of these things, but they're also for like remembering,
That's
the
right.
people that we've lost, remembering those sweet moments of those relationships or those people that we do wish were here as well.
Oh gosh, that's so beautiful, Ashley. Like ritualizing, right? It's a way that we can take the love that we have right now and put it somewhere. The love you have for these people and honoring them. I love that. That's such a beautiful thing. Finding the people that allow you that space to do that and that will join in with you in honoring your grief. It's beautiful. So I know the truth is that there are a lot of women out there hurting tonight, and Christmas can be a really painful time. For those women that are hurting and lonely and are listening to this, what would you guys want her to know?
Well, I would want her to know that she's doing so much better than she thinks she is. I think just by getting on your device and streaming this podcast, that she still feels a sense of hope, and a sense of wanting to find herself and belong. I think sometimes we're so focused on how far we have to go that we forget to look back at how far we've come. Celebrate those small moments. And that's really what I want to do with anybody listening, is just celebrate any small victory, any inch of progress, and every moment that you chose healing, even when it felt hard. I want to celebrate that with them tonight and encourage them not to give up, to keep pressing forward, keep opening up your heart to what's possible, and keep believing that you're worthy of love and that it's going to find you and that connection is real and it's possible for you. That's what I would want them to know. Celebrate their little wins, because all wins are proof of your courage.
Awesome.
Love that, Dottie. That
There
was amazing. Mic drop.
you go.
Oh, I love what Dottie said. I second what she said too, of just, celebrating how far you've come, celebrating your healing, allowing yourself to really just celebrate yourself, celebrate how far you've come. Because in all the shit that you've accomplished, you've pushed through, and what it's taken for you to get here. And yeah, I think that's really beautiful. And I think too, of just like, I think for me, it would just be allowing yourself to, be present with all of the emotions that come with the holiday season. Not just the good ones, but the bad ones too. And not to get swallowed up by them, and just be grounded in it as well, of like feeling all of the emotions as they come. But staying grounded, staying in your peace, staying in your power of knowing, like, hey, I've been through a lot and I can do this too. It's just another thing that I get to overcome. And being present with yourself throughout this holiday season.
I just like picture the three of us like over here being everybody's cheerleaders of like, yes, you can do it. We believe in you. Being alone in the process is one of the things that makes it so hard. And I just want people to realize you're not alone. You're not alone. We see you. We care. We're fighting for you. You're worth fighting for. Regardless of who you are, where you are, what you're going through, that's still true, And I don't want you to feel alone thinking that you're the only one going through a hard time. So beautiful. So just some reminders for everybody out there. You're not alone. You don't have to earn your worth. Your body deserves gentleness, and you're safe in this moment. You're safe. And you have the power within yourself to do that grounding, just like Dottie taught us how to do, and regulate yourself. You're more capable than you think you are. And who you are is a gift, and you're lovable just exactly as you are. So, we're giving you permission this Christmas to rest, to slow down, and to receive care and love, even if it's you learning how to give that to yourself. However, this season finds you, whether it's full or quiet or joyful or grieving, you are worthy of peace. Let tonight be simple. Let it be soft. Let it be quiet. Let it be whatever it is you need it to be. But don't forget to celebrate how far you've come, right? You are braving the holidays in real time. And we are right here alongside of you, cheering for you. And you deserve that. And just remember, you matter. Your story matters. Your pain matters. Your dreams matter. And you're not that girl anymore.
Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.